This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Barcelona to offer free public transport to those who give up gas-fueled cars. Tickets for free public transport are being issued in Barcelona for citizens who decide to give up their vehicles in an effort to curb the pollution created by cars and motorcycles. The result of this has meant a decrease in cars by 10,613 and motorcycles by 1,735, meaning that over 12,000 of the new T-Verde, meaning T-Green, tickets have been issued. Towards the end of 2019 and from the beginning of 2020, this free public transportation solution has been supported by the introduction of the low-emission zone Rondas BCN. Restricting circulation of vehicles with higher emissions from Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m, in combination with the new T-Verde tickets, has also been implemented with an eye towards lowering emissions even further. And it appears that it has been successful enough to greatly reduce the number of private vehicles, among which 66% were gasoline and 34% were diesel. Norway closes the country's final coal mine. Norway is getting a new national park after closing the Svalbard archipelago's last coal mine, meaning a new home to polar bears, seals and various other Arctic creatures. The island of 61,000 square kilometres is home to 15 bird sanctuaries, one geopark and six reserves, not to mention the roughly 3,000 polar bears that reside in the Arctic wilderness. And during late summer, 20 million of 80 different species of bird nest on the island. The Norwegian government has said that they were simply incorporating the fjord into the already existing Nordenskjoldland National Park, which creates a further 2,919 square kilometres of wasteland. Minister Suvening Rotevatn said that our goal is for Svalbard to be one of the best managed wilderness areas in the world. That requires us to implement measures to deal with climate changes and pressure caused by increased traffic. The protection of the Van Meegen Fort and surrounding area is a direct response to this. Poland launches its first Happy to Chat bench. The first Happy to Chat bench has been opened in Krakow, Poland, and it encourages perfect strangers to sit side by side and talk to each other in the interest of combating loneliness, which has become especially common due to the pandemic. This pro-social activity comes about following a report on loneliness in Poland showing that one in three people over the age of 75 live alone and that people in that same age group were revealed to have extremely low levels of social interaction in comparison to others. UK's Alison Owen-Jones inspired the Gaduafka, meaning chat bench, after she placed cards that read "Happy to chat" upon spotting an elderly man by himself on a park bench. Owen Jones put the cards on benches in Cardiff, after which new benches were installed to fit exactly this purpose. Her idea was picked up in Poland after Owen Jones gave a talk to Krakow's TEDx Kazimierz group. Richard Lucas, a British entrepreneur and creator of TEDx Kazimierz, said that Gaduafka is a bench that encourages conversation. Its goal is to fight loneliness and rebuild a sense of community among people. These benches cost little but have an incredibly positive impact on society. After such a long time of separation and social distancing, we hope that this project will become another motivation for making new friends in a time when open dialogue is becoming more and more important. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Ella Daish, who is campaigning to get all menstrual products to be made plastic-free, and so far she's got 240,000 people to sign her petition. Ella's efforts contributed to saving 28 tonnes of plastic annually after Lillet's announced that from November 2021, it will no longer be making tampons with plastic applicators. Since then, Other companies have followed by removing single-use applicators too. Ella has pointed out that mainstream menstrual products can be made up to 90% plastic, which takes more than 500 years to be broken down. And this is to say nothing of the wrongful disposal of these harmful period products, which in just the UK alone amount to about 1.5 billion being flushed down the toilet every year. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like.
Agony Rants, coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Why can't I not say podcast?
Hello, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And we have been friends for a very long time.
And that is what we are offering you on our new podcast, Agony Rants. If you need a support group and want to tell us a secret.
Or if you need someone to champion you or just cheer you up.
Or maybe even some advice.
On how to burn down a house or blow up your life or get revenge. So send your secrets, stories and problems to agonyrants@gmail.com.
Agony Rants, coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds a little suggestive, I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah, it was a little bit. It's Barry Cadbury's Caramel Bunny.
Most can agree with the lyrics, sorry seems to be the hardest word. But oftentimes it can actually be forgiveness that can be the really tricky part. Do you find it hard to forgive people? If so, there is good reason for forgiveness beyond the idea that you're just alleviating the burden of guilt from others. True forgiveness allows you to let go of negative feelings that might be holding you back as a result of not offering forgiveness. Turns out, forgiveness can actually go so far as to improve mental and physical health. But it isn't just a matter of simply saying, I forgive you. It's a means of extending empathy, compassion, and understanding. This doesn't mean anything like absolving the person who hurt you or somehow exonerating them. No one can do that for someone else who has done wrong. But it is a way to put yourself in their shoes and try to understand someone outside of yourself and see things from the perspective of another life. So take a moment to think about someone who's hurt you and try to find some source of empathy for whoever they might be and why you feel they might have done something which hurt you. You don't have to be a master of forgiveness, and it doesn't mean that forgiveness is something that ever comes right away either. But keep in mind that it can really benefit you. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.